Hello and welcome to Folk Image. I'm Jeff Gill, your host for the next 2 hours. And on this program of February 20th, 2004, we have a huge plethora of new sounds for you. From the likes of Tom Russell, Cozy Sheridan, Peter Mulvey, Carrie Newcomer, Eddie Reader, Black 47, Amy White, and Maggie Sansone, as well as new discoveries from Wales to Nova Scotia. We're beginning the show with a project called Harp 46, featuring the harp work of April Stacey.
Yeah. Rabbits, two dogs, one cat, one cow. And then we saw something could have been a fox, come to think of it now. On the road to Mallow, on the road, Liz Gold, Ballincurrig, Watergrass Hill, Brightbridge, Rath Carmick, Ballyhooly, Killavallen over the ridge. On the road to Mallow, on the road. This road is shining bright after rain, the moon is just past full. We saw an old ghost at the side of the road, he was drunk out of his skull. And Isle Wolf, vapor trails are passing over gleaming rails and glowing towers, crashing waves of euros, dollars, ashes, slaves, screens in the streets and streams of rushing liquid light running far and away. I'm driving slow. All these 2 o'clock creatures, well, I wouldn't want to hurt them, no. On the road to Mallow, on the road back home. On the road to Mallow, which is any
Peter Mulvey on Folk Image from his new release called Kitchen Radio, and that's The Road to Mallow. Thea Gilmore, an album released few months back, finally coming our way from Compass Records. Glad to have it too, for sure. A song called Pirate Moon from Thea Gilmore's Avalanche album on Compass. And we started with April Stacy, Harp 46, her project and her album, and a track called Lake Centennial. You've logged into folkimage.com and the program of February 20th, 2004. And we move on to my favorite release of the month and of the year so far from Nova Scotia-based Christine Crawford, who has released a debut album called Rowing in Eden. This album has been featured on a regional CBC program up in the Maritimes, but hasn't had much exposure beyond that, and certainly not here in the States. This may be a U.S. debut for us here. Christine Crawford's album Rowing in Eden, we're going to hear two tracks, one called Happy 22 and the second one entitled Stone Walls, all here on Folk Image.
She doesn't know what she wants, doesn't know how to get there, doesn't wanna be but she doesn't want to be with you. Doesn't like a mess around. She puts it all into compartments in case of emergency. Everything will be as it should be. There are miles and miles of stone walls between us, rows and rows of a garden that never grows, ages and pages of recorded lust and rages. Now I can't hear anything at all through these stone walls.
Thinking, ever thinking.
darker my day. Thinking, ever thinking about the night I went away. When he held me to his firm young breast and whispered, please don't go. Oh, I wish I was back in his own true arms where the rain and rivers flow.
Did I ever let you go? What more can I say? My mother didn't care for you. The old one had her way. She wanted me to marry a girl from the university. But when I lay in your arms at night, I wasn't thinking about your degrees. I couldn't understand the lack of your concern for all my tears when you told me you were bound for New York town. At your wake, I stood in the kitchen, my eyes are bruised and red. And I clung to you like a baby there last night in your bed. But I'm thinking, ever thinking, by dark and by day. Thinking, ever thinking.
From UCD in less than one full year. While I sit on the boulevard in a bar called Maggie Mae's and wait for some stranger to smile at me and get me to the next day.
But I'm thinking, ever thinking, by dark and by day. Thinking, ever thinking about the night I went away. When he held me to his firm young breast, whispered, please don't go. Oh, I wish I was back in his own true arms where the rain and rivers. I wish I was back in his own true arms where the rain and rivers. I wish I was back.
A sound from the new album by Black 47. They get their name from the worst year of the Irish potato famine. Black 47, based in New York, and getting some assistance on that track from Roseanne Cash and Eileen Ivers. The album is called New York Town, and it's on Gadfly, which is based in Burlington, Vermont. But the song's called Fiona's Song. And before that, we heard two selections from the debut effort from Christine Crawford. We heard Happy 22, followed by Stone Walls, both appearing on Christine's album, Rowing in Eden. You've logged in to folkimage.com. Carrie Newcomer has released a compilation of her songs released between 1991 and 2004. Some new stuff. This track is one of the new selections. It's called Toward the Horizon.
My pockets, hungry as my eyes. A well's fill up from the bottom, and it's gonna take some time. It's gonna take a little doing to gather my insides. Sit too wide in open space, sit too wide in open neck, with no answer to these hard and silent whys. Look as far as you can, talk. The glory train. Chances are we'll live to see the new moon rising, but I believe the lives of you I'll never see again. On the wings of hope and angels, in the sounds of solitude, I've circled ever closer to the heart of something true. And most courage is an answer. It's a firm or shaky yes. When you cannot see the outcome, but still giving it your best. There's still too wide an open space. There's still too wide an open neck. With no answer to these hard and silent whys. Look as far. Chances are we'll live to see the new moon rising. I believe the likes of you I'll never see again. I saw you walk away, I saw you waving. I know you're leaving here always to stay. Is this a bad hand or just a slow horse? Is it all right in a time and due? Storm with grief as a companion, I have already come. And someday it's hard to take a step, avoid another fall. Still believing in the dark horse when it's way too close to call. Sit you wide in open space, sit you wide in open neck, with no answer to these hard and silent whys. Look as far. The glory train. Chances are we'll live to see the new moon rising. I believe the likes of you I'll never see again.
Stephen Biko lay in shackles on a urine-sodden mattress in the solitary section. He was made to lie there naked, given nothing he could wash with. Exercise was not permitted. Stephen Biko lay in shackles, compliments of Colonel Boozum. Ah, Africa. Port Elizabeth, the prison, South Africa, the nation. Stephen Biko lay in shackles, though his hands and feet were swollen. Ah, in the close interrogation, he was beaten like the others. He was put back in the shackles, compliments of Colonel Boozen.
Ah, Africa. Ah,
he was sick and he was dying. Prison doctors came to see him. When the cops spoke to the doctors, they said nothing much is wrong here.
Ah,
just a short stay in the infirmary, then it's back down to the shackles on a urine-sodden mattress, compliments of Colonel Goozer.
Ah, Africa. Ah, Africa. When they found him in a coma, when the man was clearly dying, he was naked, but they stowed him in the back of a Land Rover. Ah, though a hospital was nearby, it was no part of a prison, so they took him to Pretoria, 750 miles.
Ah.
And the medical equipment was just one bottle of water.
Ah.
When they reached Pretoria prison, they brought no medical records with them, and they said he might be faking. It's a hunger strike he's staging.
Ah, Africa.
Was laid down upon a mattress on the stone floor of the prison, and he died his lonely death there.
Now the country was South Africa,
the victim Stephen Biko, the victim all South Africa, the victim all South Africa, at the death of Stephen Biko.
Ah, Africa.
Thank you.
Maggie Sansone on her latest collection. It's called Mystic Dance, featuring hammered dulcimer and Persian santur. That is a Northumberland set of medleys, Bonnie at Morn, followed by Goddesses from Maggie Sansone on her own Maggie's Music label. We heard Paxton Hills and Gibson back around 1984 for about an 18-month period. They performed as a trio and toured the country, but never made an album. So they dug up some of the live tapes from their performances and put them on this new CD on Appleseed Recordings called Best of Friends, Tom Paxton, Ann Hills, and Bob Gibson. We heard the song The Death of Stephen Biko. And at the start of that set was Carrie Newcomer with Toward the Horizon, one of the newer tracks from her compilation called Betty's Diner. You've logged into folkimage.com. We'll hear a track from Edie Carey, whose album we first featured on the last program, When I Was Made. This track we're going to hear now is called Chemistry.
Yeah. It's so hard to tell you, but you tell me that you're flattered. Then you quickly change the subject, like the whole thing never mattered. Well, I've been sat down in a chair, and I've been shown right to the door, but I never have been swept under the rug before. I didn't want you flattered, I wanted you trembling and weak. I didn't want you flattered, I wanted you unable to speak. I didn't want you flattered, I wanted you torn and tattered. I wanted you scared and scattered. I wanted you shaken and shattered. But I didn't want you flattered. And I don't know just what I wanted, what I thought this all would bring, what I'd ask for if you said you'd give me anything. And I don't know just what I'm after, I don't know what to expect, but it's not your nervous laughter, and it's not your damn respect. I didn't want you flattered, I wanted you catching your breath. And I didn't want you flattered, I wanted you scared after death. I didn't want you flattered, I wanted you foolish and fumbling. I wanted you careless and crumbling. I wanted you brainless and bumbling. But I didn't want you flattered. You misunderstood me, and I could claim that I was crazy, and you know I really could be. And I could claim I only said just what I thought you'd want to hear, but it's clear that this flattery will get me nowhere. But I didn't want you flattered, I wanted you trembling and weak. I didn't want you flattered, I wanted you unable to speak. I didn't want you flattered, I wanted you torn and tattered. I wanted you scared and scattered. I wanted you shaken and shattered. Oh, I didn't want you flattered, I wanted you trembling and weak. Oh, I didn't want you flattered, I wanted you unable to speak. No!
It's got a title in Welsh Gaelic that I won't even attempt to pronounce, but the artist is Cyan James, and it appears on an album called Music from Wales, Folk Collection 2004. Some nice, tasty tracks on this compilation of music from that part of the world. Dan Pelletier was in there in the middle of the set with Flattered from his new album Wild Heart Rodeo, which, as promised, came out in early 2004. And Edie Carey doing Chemistry on her most recent effort, When I Was Made. You've logged into folkimage.com. I'm Jeff Gill, and it's nice to have you aboard on this program of February 20th, 2004. The new album from Tom Russell is called Indians, Cowboys, Horses, Dogs. He has some help from various people on this track, Eliza Gilkison, Joe Ely, among the more outstanding members. And you'll recognize this song from the Bob Dylan songbook.
The festival was over, the boys were all planning for a fall. The cabaret was quiet, except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheels shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway, looking like the Jack of Hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, set it up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their head. Then he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, "Could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins?" Then he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts.
Backstage, the girls were playing five cards stud by the stairs. Lily had two queens, she was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside the streets were filling up, the windows open wide. The gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet, she drew up the Jack of Hearts.
Big Jim was no one's fool, he owned the town's only diamond mine. He made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane and every hair in place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguard and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts.
Rosemary combed her hair, took a carriage into town. She slipped in through the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space, over at the Jack of Hearts.
"I know I've seen that face before," Big Jim was thinking to himself. "Maybe down in Mexico or a picture up on somebody's shelf." But then the crowd began to stamp their feet and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who just drew the Jack of Hearts.
Lily was a princess, she was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do, she had that certain flash every time she smiled. She'd come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life, which took her everywhere. But she'd never met anyone quite of hearts.
The hanging judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts.
Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the knife. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She'd done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. Lily washed her face, took her dress off and buried it away. Your luck run out, she laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall, there's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive and looking like a saint. Down the hallway, footsteps were coming for the Jack of Hearts.
The backstage manager was pacing all around by his chair. There's something funny going on, he said, I can just feel it in the air. He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge is drunk. As the leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts.
Arms were locked around the man that she dearly loved to touch. She forgot all about the man she couldn't stand, who hounded her so much. I've missed you so, she said to him, and he felt she was sincere. But just beyond the door, he felt jealousy and fear. Just another night in the life of Jack of Hearts.
No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a Colt revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprised. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, she was leaning toward the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall. They cleaned out the bank safe, it said they got off with quite a haul. In the darkness by the riverbank, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. They couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts.
The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. The hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts.
The cabaret was empty now, a sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw, but thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts.
heard Chester speak. He said he saw you dancing on the stage. He told me that despite your years, your style had not changed with age. I drowned myself tonight.
That's from an ensemble called Girly Man, or perhaps it should be the Jamaican pronunciation, Girly Mon, but I'm not sure about that. Anyway, they are described as a delicious acoustic harmony-driven gender pop group. Okay, and Wyola is their song. It appears on the latest Oasis Acoustic Volume 43 collection. Raylene Rankin, we heard before that, doing High Wire. I believe that's her first solo album. It's called Lambs in Spring, Raylene Rankin of the Rankins and the Rankin Family Ensembles. And we heard Lily, Rosemary, and the Jack of Hearts done up there in fine fashion from Tom Russell with some help from Eliza Gilkison and Joe Ely on his new collection, Indians, Cowboys, Horses, Dogs. You've logged in to folkimage.com. And we continue now with Mark McKay. This is from an album called Live from the Memory Hotel.
Sing me an old country lullaby. Sing to me, please. I am no stranger to you. Long lost Louise. In an old country shack by the bayou, my children awake at the dawn. Their mother is singing a melody. Children sing along. Green barns and green grass and lies. Horses buck to the sun. Afternoon dust in the distance. Memories that haven't begun. I was a boy on the bayou. My daddy'd sing to me songs of the country and living long. how we would someday be free. Green bars and green grass and lights, horses bucked to the sun, afternoon dust in the distance, memories that haven't begun. Of the morning were blowing hard. The one time that he yelled at me, get on now, run son, they're coming on, tell your mama remember me. My daddy died on an oak tree, framed by an endless sky. Boy's voice called over the sweating hills. A pickup was rolling by.
Green barns and green grass and lights, horses bucked to the sun, rake lights and dust in the distance,
our shotguns have only begun.
Woman, she hides in the tall grass. She knows no words, only mystery. Sometimes she sings through the breezes of the old New Orleans spring. Yeah, sometimes she sings through the breezes of the old New Orleans spring. Sometimes she sings through the breezes of the old New Orleans spring.
For to see her wild. we would never have been so broken hearted. Fare thee well, my first and fairest. Fare thee well, my joy, my love and pleasure. If and guess I'm then severed, if farewell all lasts forever.
Mother, I have swallowed the palm of
A song named after one of my favorite breakfast fruits, the pomegranate seed, also titled the album from Cozy Sheridan. And in the assembly of this song, she says she used the music from Anarchy Gordon, the traditional tune, and then combined it with new lyrics. But that isn't obvious on the first listen. You have to pay a little attention to that melody a bit. Prior to Cozy Sheridan, we heard from Eddie Reeder. The title of her album says it all, sings the songs of Robert Burns, and she really gives that one some new life. A Fond Kiss from Eddie Reeder on the Compass label. And at the start of that set, it was Mark McKay with some help from Chris Delmhurst doing Long Lost Louise from his Live from the Memory Hotel collection. You've logged into folkimage.com. It's hard to believe this lady is only 16 years old because she sure sounds more mature than that as far as performance is concerned. The album is called Eyes Wide Open from Harriet Bartlett on Folk Image.
My true love, her wound. A cowboy's life is a mighty hard life, riding through heat and through cold. But I wouldn't trade all my cow-punching days for all of old Midas's gold. There's horses to break and rustlers to fight, and deserts that will make you turn pale. But there's plenty of fun for the son of a gun, who can sing and be gay on the trail. Ki-yi, ki-yippee, ki-yippee, ki-yo. Ki-yi, ki-yippee, ki-yippee, ki-yo. We round up the doggies and drift them along, corral them all over the plain. We rope them and brand them and doctor the bulls, and we turn them out loose on the range. At night, when the doggies are dreaming about cows headed all over the plain, the night riders sit in their saddles and sing from the dark till the dawn of the day. Ki-yi, ki-yippee, ki-yippee, ki-yo. Ki-yi, ki-yippee, ki-yippee.
See when it's in front of what's ever near. Well, I know that in my time I'll have it sweet and fine, but it won't add up too much unless I feel his touch.
Andrea Zahn on Folk Image with a track from the 2003 release, Love Goes On, and that's the Carla Bonhoeff song, If He's Ever Near. She's based in Nashville and uses some of the city's musical celebrities to back her up on this album. We heard Atwater Donnelly, based in Rhode Island, doing Song of the Cowboys on a new release called The Blackest Crow from Atwater Donnelly. And at the top, we heard from the Richard Thompson songbook, Crazy Man Michael, done by Harriet Bartlett, a young Scottish performer on the Green Tracks label, from an album entitled Eyes Wide Open. You have logged into folkimage.com. From his new album, Cosmogram, here's Jim Lampos.
She paid him off in American money down in the banks of Lord's Cove, slipped quietly across the sound in the hold of her father's old lobster boat, heading straight into Hellgate, the voice of the night singing love, the future stripped of its adornment. From now on we travel with a gold stitched in our souls, down, down, down that old post road, till we meet again at Franklin's milestone. The crow spoke across the open field, the morning you woke to the cannon's report. Where you once dared dream in the enlightened dawn, now you see him sneer as he turns his coat. The conversion comes at the point of the sword, the confessions are coerced, the testimony is false. You were looking to escape, skirting the edge of the grave, the night I saw you at the Mason's Waltz, down, down, down that old post road, until we meet again at Franklin's milestone. Mind you, have no fear, the messages never lost, when the heart is pure, when the intentions are clear, when your eyes are fixed upon the morning star. Sometimes our lives come down to what we do in a single day, in just a moment or two, when the spirit is revealed, when the courage is renewed, when liberty shines a light into your room, down, down, down that old post road, till we meet again at Franklin's milestone, down, down, down that old post road. There's flowers in the snow at Franklin's milestone, down, down, down that old post road, till we meet again at Franklin's milestone, Franklin.
flowers grow on windowsills. I have no room to plant a garden, but flowers bloom just where they will. How can I tell you now? How can I tell you now? How can I tell you now? It's all right. I love our coffee in the morning light. The way your eyes shine when they look at mine, and the lights around your smile. How can I tell you now? How can it's all right. It's all care much
but you bowed out of plans. You moved on like a leaf blown from a tree. I stood with you as long as I can stand, and it tears me all apart. Mama, it breaks my heart to be leaving this land. The wolves are howling at our door, and we can't hold them back anymore. The dreams are lost, they can't be found, for this old house and this tired ground. Hand in me the deed, won't set you free. It's time for us to turn the page on the sorrows of this sorry age. Time to leave behind this lone prairie. I stood with you as long as I can stand, and it tears me all apart. Mama, it breaks my heart to be leaving this land. To be leaving this land.
Robin and Linda Williams on Folk Image, doing a track from their new album, Deeper Waters. It's their first effort on Red House. We heard Anki Summerhill doing Window Sills, that Salt Lake City-based performer with her new album Shine On Through. And Jim Lampost did a tune called Franklin's Milestone. His new album is called Cosmogram, and it's an interesting concept that inspired this album. It was inspired, in fact, by the old post road that ran down through New England, originated in Boston, I believe. It goes just a few miles from where I'm recording this show right now, in fact, and goes all the way down to New York City, just about to where Ground Zero is today. And actually, Franklin's Milestone, Benjamin Franklin was involved in putting the milestones up along the original Post Road, which lends the question, what wasn't Benjamin Franklin involved in back in those days? But anyway, has a subtle theme of the betrayal of the American ideal, and he manages to bring that theme off, at least in this track that we heard, called Franklin's Milestone from Jim Lampost. His album called Cosmogram. Time for one last set of songs here on Folk Image. It's going to be a short set. We're going to start off with Amy White, along with Al Petaway, backing her up on her new album called Golden Wing.
Golden pleasures grow.
Phoebe fired my vocal range. He caught me in his silken net and shut me in his golden cage. He loves to sit and hear me sing, then laughing sports and plays with me, then stretches out my golden wing and mocks my loss of liberty. He stretches out my golden wing and mocks my loss of liberty.
Amy White with the concluding selection on this February 20th, 2004 edition of Folk Image. From her album Golden Wing, we heard the title song. In the background right now is Rich Stein from a new release called Unspoken, an instrumental album, and the track simply called Unspoken. That does it for this edition. I'm Jeff Gill. Until next time, remember to support the arts and support live acoustic music. Thank you.